Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast. Welcome to the final part, part four of my conversation with Sean Shepard from GrowthX and GrowthX Academy. If you haven't, make sure to tune into the first three parts. All of this will make sense as we wrap it up in this final part, and you will truly understand why I want him on the show and how much value he has to bring to listeners. Some of it is just going to sound repetitive. It's going to sound like things that I've talked about on the show for the previous hundred and so many episodes. It's all in alignment with my vision, my focus, what I want for the sales industry as a whole, for sales reps, for you listening, whether you're a salesperson, you're a manager, or you own a company, startup, or you've been around for a while and you're looking for success, you want to create the right sales experience. Sean is a man after my own heart, and sometimes repetition is the best thing. So he says a lot of things that I've said before, but it's great hearing it from someone else who's in there, different focus, dealing with startups, but it's truly amazing. And here you go, part four.
If you share it with them in an honest way, the ones that will nurture themselves closer to you will understand, will absolutely buy into your vision, but also respect your reality and be willing to invest the two things that matter more than anything else at this stage, the time and the truth.
Yep, the feedback.
That's all I want from you. I want time and truth. I want the time of you and or X number of people in your team, and I want them all to tell me the truth. And if you guys do that, I promise you'll get what you want.
And that early stage selling you're talking about recruiting those people. The term I've always used and what I've found is very important is enrolling. So more of an enrollment than a sales process. And that can go on even as a company is mature, but you're actually enrolling somebody into your vision and where you're going and what you're doing more than selling it to them and then hoping they just buy it. You're wanting them to come on this journey with you, which even at a mature sales level where it's developed and you have a script and a process, when you're enrolling people to come with you, it's a much higher level. Then you've got this raving fan advocate kind of relationship where people are on board and they'll look past your mistakes, your issues, because they're in it for something bigger that includes their own, you know, success.
I think enrollment is a fine way to analogize it. You can think of it like someone's applying to go to your school.
Yep.
And you're the enrollment advisor or counselor, and you're trying to decide whether or not they're going to be successful on your campus. I don't say you take the enrollment advisor, enrollment counselor attitude, like I'm better than you.
To take it or leave it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not at all. But there should be a mindset of I am seeking applicants to work with me.
Yeah.
And those need to be partners, and you need to treat them like you treat business partners. You are signing up together to work together for some period of time. You want to make sure it's successful. It is very much like a marriage or an engagement, pre-marriage. So you use that dating mentality, right? And, you know, you can swipe whatever direction people swipe, you know, as many times as you want in the no category. What is that? Swipe right or swipe left?
I think left.
Okay. So swipe left is a no, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So you might swipe left 70 times to find three that you want to have conversations with, right? And then you might go to have drinks or dinner or whatever, and then you figure out which ones you want to continue to pursue. And that's very much in that vein. But don't do it with an attitude like, you know, I've only got so much. You have to be ruthless with yourself and your team, but you have to be obviously respectful and supportive and humble with the market. But be very honest. These are the kinds of people I'm looking for. This is the kind of mindset, people who agree with me on these things that share my worldview. Seth Godin's one of my mentors, one of the best lines ever about marketing anything. He's like, there's two kinds of people, Sean, in this world when you're marketing. Those that agree with your worldview and those that don't, right? Reach out to the ones that agree with your worldview and tell them the truth and state that worldview right out of the gate. Like we state our worldview at GrowthX, right? It's very simple. Most companies fail because of markets and behaviors, not products. We look for great product-focused founders who care just as much about making money as raising it. Care more about our help than our money. And those are the ones that we want to invest in. And that saves us a lot of trouble with bad fit customers. Because when you're building your customer profile, you shouldn't just be building what your ideal initial profile is. Build your bad fit profile. We've all had those people. Yeah. People that are high maintenance, their expectations are too high. They want things you can't deliver on. Those are mainstream mindsets. And you have to listen for those flags and just say, thank you. It's never no, it's just not now.
Well, and when you're clear on your vision and kind of the mission of your organization and of yourself and your sales role, let's say, then it's very easy to identify who's going to be a good fit and what you can do. And then going back to that dating analogy, I think that's super important because I've been telling people this for years, just like you wouldn't do on a first date or when you meet somebody and you're starting a relationship, don't start with talking about yourself for the majority of the conversation. Nobody likes that person because, you know, a lot of people in sales do that, especially the, you know, let's say even the product founder or the product-based salesperson who is selling from a place of, you know, what they know and how they feel about it. All they want to do is share and monologue and tell because they're so excited. They're not asking questions. They're not uncovering if the person has a need and then how they can actually solve it. And that's so right. That's always important to understand in any relationship, you know, just lead with questions, get the other person to talk, and then you'll find out everything you need to know. And then relying back on your vision and your mission and your core values, like where you're going, is that person now everything that they just said, is that a good fit? Do I want them as a part of the team, right? As a customer. And then now we can have a conversation about now I have the solution to get you from here.
Today. Share your why.
Yeah.
Why are you even doing this? Why are you contacting me? Why are you in this business? Why are you going down this road? And you do it by constructing a very simple, what I call initial value hypothesis. Look, I'm doing this because of this reason, and I think I can help you in this way because I've helped others like you, and I'd like to know if that's possible. I haven't said a goddamn word about a product or a market.
Yep.
It's none of that. That
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody buys a drill because they need a drill, right? They need a hole. And they don't need a hole, right? Like I say, they don't need a hole. They need to, say, hang a picture, right? And they don't need to hang a picture. They just need to keep their wife happy or their husband happy. And that's what it all comes down to, right?
That's absolutely right. And if you have my worldview, happy wife, happy life, then you know, you're going to do it.
And you'll pay whatever it takes to get that drill, to get that hole, to hang that picture, to make you know your significant other happy.
But once you understand your why, your job now is to understand theirs.
Yeah.
Right? And so in order to do that, you've got to stop talking, start asking, and start listening, and construct a conversational framework. This is one of the biggest areas where I see sales professionals and startups fail. They don't know how to run a meeting. They don't know how to walk in with an agenda that's very clear about seeking fit in an orderly manner that's very respectful and efficient of everyone's time and resources. And because to me, the purpose of every interaction pre-sale is to determine whether or not you want to continue spending time, money, and resources together.
Right.
And if so, why and how? And set a next step. It's that simple. It's hard to do. Again, because as I said, the minute you get seduced by any looky-loo who expresses interest in what you're doing, you get all excited. Right. And then that's personally validating. And then your emotions take over and the lizard brain runs in. And before you know it, you're spending your time chasing, you know, things that are never going to come to anything.
And you feel good because when you're having that meeting with your manager or the owner or somebody else, you can talk about this pipeline of great leads who all said they're super interested and they're all just, you know, you're going to call them back next month or they're going to call you back and they're going to want to buy and you'll never hear from them again.
That's right. And that's a whole other conversation. Everybody, anybody who's spent any time in sales has had people go dark on them without any explanation. And the number one reason why that happens is the people that you've been talking to never truly recognized a need that was great enough to compel them to change. That doesn't mean they won't evaluate options and ask you questions and make meetings with you and take meetings with you and do all those other things. It's your responsibility, not theirs. A 5% improvement in the qualification of the top of the funnel can result in as much as a 20 to 25% change in the bottom of your funnel. Do the math. It's freaking mind-blowing. So this is all about when people ask me, what's the number one thing? What's the number one thing I can do to improve my conversion rates and my close rates? Which, by the way, closing is bullshit. It's not a tactic or a manipulation. It's a byproduct of being fully immersed in giving people what they want. It happens when you do the right things. It's not something somebody can learn to do. But if you want to improve your closing percentage, improve your pre-qualification and qualification. That's it. This is all about finding fit. Not everybody is going to be your customer, and not everybody should be. And it's not personally, I know I say don't take everything personally, I can say it, but I also know, as I said before, I'm talking on both sides of my mouth, I believe that personal and professional development are indistinguishable. I think it's a distinction without a difference. The same thing here. Yes, you're going to take it personally, but do it within context, compartmentalize it, recognize that it's not your fault.
Right.
It's just not a fit.
Right. Unless it's your fault.
I'll tell you what, I'm serious. The longer I live, the fewer people I surround myself with, and the more I like my dog.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So if you're in sales and it is your fault because you're missing some skills or some abilities, then take that personal and work on it. Otherwise, don't take it personal. And I think that's a great place to stop, because I think that's important for salespeople to realize and kind of focus on, whether it's early stage, startup, late stage, just a company that's just running and they're getting into sales. I think all that's valuable. So Sean, where's the best place for people to find you, information, Growth Hacks, what you guys are doing? I know you mentioned it earlier, but why don't you remind everybody again?
Yeah, sure. They can go to growthx.com. They can go to gxacademy.com for the school. They can certainly Google or YouTube all my talks. I travel now doing a lot of keynotes, workshops, sales kickoffs. You know, I do a lot of teaching people and certifying people in our market acceleration program. I'm helping on building ecosystems around the globe to help them reduce the failure rate of startups and improve the success rate of scale-ups, as well as help these companies and governments and communities build their own Silicon Valley style ecosystem so that they stop losing their top entrepreneurs to the most expensive place in the country and they can be home close to their families and customers.
That's great. Well, Sean, I appreciate both the work that you're doing out there and trying to help these companies be successful and make that transition from product, you know, founders and owners to being able to sell and actually generate income instead of raise money. And of course, I appreciate you being on the show here and sharing all this with everybody.
Jason, it's my pleasure. I love the work you're doing. Don't stop. Keep it up. Anything, any other time you want to have me on or anything before you, just let me know.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do a part two. Thanks again, Sean. Yeah,
maybe and for everyone, a little healthier.
Yeah, well, without the coughing, for sure, we'll do a healthy version, maybe sometime in the...
Yeah, a cough-free version.
A cough-free version, for sure. And for everyone listening, if you want to check out the show notes, all of Sean's links, all of his information, the transcript for this, you can go to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast to find the episode on there. And as always, keep in mind that everything in life is sales, and people will remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.